Hello and welcome. Today's meditation is all about exploring the power within inside of you. Maybe you're here because you want to ignite it for the first time. Or maybe you're here because you want to reinvigorate what's already there. Either way, today we are going to go on this journey together to go deep inside your mind, to find that spark that will enable us to light that flame that will burn so bright, not a single shadow could survive in its presence. This meditation contains energy work and also a direct connection to me in those moments. If this is not what you're in this meditation for, please stop it now and choose a different one. And for those that remain, let's begin. First, let's focus on our breathing. Just allow your body to tell you how to breathe, and breathe normally for the space that you're currently in. Follow your inhale up through your nose, down your throat, and into your lungs. And then follow the air as you exhale all the way back out. I want you to repeat this for about the next minute, just allowing your intent to follow the air as it moves in and out of your body very naturally and very relaxed. Very good. Now keep your intention trained towards your breathing. And somewhere in your body, I want you to find your heartbeat. Whether you can hear it or feel it in your chest or an arm, it doesn't matter. I just want you to expand your focus to include your breathing as well as your heartbeat within your body. And as before, I'm going to give you just a minute to expand your focus and bring your intent to follow those two things within your body. Now I just want to take a moment and understand that these two things are the power center for our bodies. As your heart pumps, it brings blood around to your extremities and your core and your brain. And as you breathe, it breathes oxygen into that blood to allow those muscles and those tissues to work. We focus on these things to start, not because this is where the power of your spirit lays, but without those two things, our body doesn't function. We can use those things to monitor, to relax, to even heighten awareness within our body. But today we're going to explore what is behind those. What is at the center of you? I want you to let go of the visualization and the focus of your breathing and your heartbeat. I want you to bring up the focus to your mind. Visualize the very center of your brain. I want you to actually visualize yourself standing within your own brain. Take the time to look around. See the electrical impulses racing across the tissues. Visualize the colors of the tissues, the life that exists inside of there, or even the wisdom and the memories that are contained within all the folds of the brain. Now in front of you, I want you to see the entrance into a cave. It's a very special spot in your mind. This is a spot that no one else can access. It needs no protection because the only person that can access it is you. As we approach the cave together, you notice the light shining out from the depths within it. The cave is lit. The walls are shining. And you come to understand that this is the spot where the center of your spirit resides. As we slowly make our descent, you start to notice that the edges of the cave look less like tissue and more like rock. As we travel deeper and deeper into the cave, the sensation of your body becomes less as the sensation of your spirit becomes more. The path that we're walking on starts to level out and opens up into a beautiful room. In the center of this room, there's a pool of the most magnificent clear blue liquid you've ever seen in your life, sparkling and teeming with energy and life. And in the center of this pool, there's a pillar with a bowl and a small fire burning. Take a moment and build this fire compared to how you feel. This fire is your power. The coals within the bowl represent your strength and resilience. That heat that keeps the fire hot and burning when things are raining down upon it. And the flames represent the power within you and your force within the world. Your ability to shine and affect warmth to others. I want you to take a moment to make this fire and that bowl represent how you felt before you started this meditation. It can be as big or as small. This is a space of no judgment, no expectation. I want you to build that fire as accurately and as honestly as you can. And take your time. I'll be right here. Very good. I want to take a minute to explain to you how this pool and this fire are interconnected. You see, the pool is your essence of your energy that surrounds your power. That through that pillar, that energy flows upwards and fuels those coals. And then those coals then produce the flame. That flow through the pillar is guided by your choice. You can choose to burn as bright as you wish, or remain small and allow that fire just to smolder. There is no right or wrong. And our lives are full of moments of both that require both scenarios. The only thing that is different is our choice in those moments. But seeing as you are here today, it is time to stir the waters. I guide you over to the edge of the pool and help you down into the waters. The warmth and the feeling of energy encompassing your body. You've never been more safe. You've never been more one with yourself. I remain on the side of the pool, as those waters are not meant for me, they are only meant for you. You submerge yourself all the way up to your neck in this pool, allowing the water and the energy to dance across your skin and your body. You feel the water moving you back and forth, beckoning you to swim and be free within yourself. You notice me bend down beside the pool and place my hands towards the edge, building a strong connection with the pool of life within inside of you. I want you to visualize you pulling energy from me, and the brightness in the pool swells and becomes brighter. See the energy moving faster. In this moment, you can take as much or as little as you desire. I am merely acting as a conduit for divine light, so the supply is endless. There's no concern that you would ever take too much or take anything from me. So put that out of your mind. So I'm just going to give you another minute, and I want you to focus on pulling that energy and seeing that pool illuminate and the change within the energy around you and how it feels across your body. Now, as I disconnect from the pool, I want you to turn your attention to the pillar and the fire above. With this surplus of energy within your pool, I'm going to help you pulse that energy up that pillar and into that fire for the next few minutes. You are welcome to keep your mind focused on the fire or on the pillar, or even on the water and energy that surrounds you. But just understand, we are opening that connection to ignite those flames. And should at any time through this process, the feeling or the sensation become too intense, merely return your focus to your breathing and take a few deep breaths all the way in and all the way out. And then return your focus to the pool and continue. Let us begin. Good. Now, as I take your hand to help you back out of the pool and back onto dry ground, I want you to take a moment and look around and enjoy the surroundings. How much brighter the water is. The light on the walls of this beautiful room we are in, dancing across the walls as a result of the flames that are now burning bright within that bowl. As we walk hand in hand, we make our way back towards the entrance of this room and make our way back up that nice sloping walk. You marvel as the rock around you turns back to tissues and we step back within your mind. Let's take one full deep breath together again. Inhale. And exhale. With that breath, we start to shift our focus away from your spirit and back to your body. I want you to allow your intent and your focus to shift back to your breathing and your heartbeat. And just for the next moment, just as we started this journey, just notice them both flowing in and out of your body or circulating the blood through your body. Very good. Now, whenever you're ready, you can take one final deep breath and open your eyes. But there's no need to rush. I'll leave the music run for just a few minutes. And should you ever feel the need to repeat this exercise, I'll be right here waiting for you. Have a wonderful day.